Welcome back to Centralia, Kansas. Just about ready to get things underway in the second half. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Pretty good first half by the Eagles. They had a few drives that they stalled out and they had to punt away. Two punts in that first half. But they did have, you know, that very big opening drive going 80 yards, taking off half of that first quarter clock to get the first score of the ball game, and then a big score right there before the end of the second quarter to close out the half. And that's where we find ourselves 14-0. Of course, you know, our hearts are, you know, also reeling with another loss in the Opie community. A former superintendent of 252 and Dennis Versch passing away this week. And, you know, Dennis moved back to the Opie area a year ago yesterday. And really just it was nothing better to get away from him there on Kansas Street whenever you were coming into town. But many prayers there for the Versch family, of course, grandson Court Olson, a sophomore on this Eagle team. And, of course, that was from 1990, I think, to 1999 was his tenure. So, you know, hiring Coach Schmidt out of college, hiring Terry Smith, hiring Todd Robert, you know, all three of those assistants have been here many, many years. And it all started with that superintendent. And, of course, you know, you go to the new gym, that was a big bond that he helped pave the way right there.
Yeah, unfortunately he is gone, but thankfully his impact, his touch, his hand, his handprint will always be there in Olpe. And as you mentioned, Mike, we definitely send out our condolences and we send out our prayers.
Second half ready to get underway. Ted Skowski set to kick it off from his own 40-yard line. Back deep, Jared Blaha.
Blaha's
and Marshall tanking.
Blaha's had some opportunities tonight, but he's struggled thus far to really kind of get anything going, as I think almost every play has either been for no gain or maybe a little bit of a loss.
Skowski with one touchback in this ball game so far.
Nice
kind
kick.
Of a line drive, spiraling kick, going to be touched by tanking before going out of the back of the end zone.
Four
touchbacks, back-to-back touchbacks for Ted Skowski with the wind at his back. So first and 10 for the Panthers at their own 20-yard line.
That was almost like a bullet kick in a way. I mean, you mentioned line drive. That had a perfect little spin on it. Went right into his hands and then just right through him.
Panthers were able to get some things going offensively in the first half. They do have two first downs, but their best drive of the ball game ended with a fumble in Eagle territory.
Ball security is going to be a huge thing for them here.
Eight guys in the box for the Eagles. McNally, quarterback keeper, trying to get here on the near side. On the outside, going to be stood up at the line of scrimmage, being pushed back for no gain on the rush. Ted Skowski, Derek Holting right there for the tackle.
Skowski and Holding doing a great – Holting, sorry, doing a great job of wrapping him up, and then they actually let their own momentum and gravity kind of do the work for him. They just fall backwards. They don't try to wrestle him down. They don't try to throw him down because sometimes you can get an unnecessary roughness penalty on that one. They literally just wrap him up, make sure he can't go anywhere, and they just kind of fall backwards. That's pretty textbook tackling right there.
McNally breaks the huddle, trips to the right here on the near side. Shotgun formation, more in a pistol set with one tailback behind him and tanking. Going to be a quick pass, but batted down on the far side by Blake Skowski at the defensive end position. Brings up third and long for the Panthers.
That's the second pass that's been batted down here by this Olpe defense, and that's got to shake the confidence of McNally just a little bit.
So 11:15 to play in this third quarter, opening possession of the second half for the Panthers, trailing things 14-0. Third and 10 at their own 20-yard line. McNally gets the play call in from his head coach, Glatzik. Panthers break their huddle. Same formation as last, trips here on the near side, tanking the fullback behind McNally in a shotgun set. McNally, one-step drop, going to pass it over on the far side, has Blaha, but Blaha unable to maintain his route, looking back for the ball, and it falls incomplete. Darren Hines on the coverage for the Eagles. Brings up fourth down for Centralia.
Well, and that was going to be a foot late race. He was going to lose no matter what. Is actually Blaha. He was watching the ball as it was thrown, and then he actually kind of started his route. He stops halfway, turns the look, and then starts the route, whereas Hines is already in position, ready to knock that one away.
And the punt, Drew Gibbs for the Panthers. Back deep, Damon Redeker, Derek Holting. Good snap, good kick.
Ooh.
going to be right in front of us, Tegan, pushing back to the 44-yard line, bouncing back a favorable bounce for the Eagles, and they'll take over for their first possession of the second half inside Centralia territory, leading things 14-0.
Well, Centralia with the shortest drive of the night, only 52 seconds on that one, four plays counting the punt.
Back-to-back three and outs, one to conclude the half, this one to begin the second half. Eagles break their huddle. Going to be an I formation. Receiver on each side, Truman Bailey on the strong side on the right. Whitaker goes under center, the line goes set. It's going to be a dive taken by Derek Colting, bowling over his fullback, Garrett Cole, getting down to the 39-yard line before forward progress is stopped for a gain of five.
Bowling over his fullback and then half the Centralia defense.
Derek Colting with the carry.
He came out of there like he was shot out of a cannon. Collides with that wall of Panthers and just bowls right through him. That's the kind of intensity you want to have, especially in such great field position. You just want to kind of power your way through. But again, it was a methodical play. It wasn't something that they just had to do. I mean, they drew that one up, and that was the execution they wanted.
Second and five, ball in the near hash at the Panther 39-yard line. Eagles looking to add to their 14-0 lead. I formation once again going to be a triple option over on the far side, kept by Damon Redeker after a fake to Garrett Cole, and he breaks loose at the 15, breaks a tackle, 10, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, touchdown, Damon Redeker. A huge play to begin the second half for this Eagle offense, and now they are up by three scores. Huge play for 39 yards for this Eagle offense.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that's Holting's first on the night, I believe, or Redeker's first on the night.
First rushing, second overall with the pass to Blake Skowski. Fowler in for the extra point. 63 out of 67 on the season. 10-12 to go in this third quarter. Good snap, good hold, and the kick is through the uprights and good. We'll take a quick break here on Opie Playoff Football on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie Playoff Football brought to you in part by USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. Good luck to the Opie Eagles in the postseason. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Hannah Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia.
Opie Playoff Football brought to you in part by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. By B&S Kennels Opie, your trusted breeder of AKC-registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend. And by Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
21-0 our score as the Eagles have taken a three-score advantage after a 39-yard big rush on the second play of the second half for this Eagle offense. Ted Skowski at the 40-yard line, end over end kick, going to be taken by Tanking at the one-yard line. Trying to get a seam, looking for one. Breaks through the first line before being bulldogged down at the 20-yard line by Derek Holting. So Opie has captured all momentum of this ball game after forcing the Panthers three and out to begin this second half, and then making quick work offensively, leading things 21-0, 10:04 to play in the third quarter.
First attempt at a return on a kickoff by the Panthers that we've seen so far tonight. Not too bad. Gets them right back in the same position as a touchback.
McNally breaks the huddle. Wing formation, going to be a quarterback keeper. Breaks a few tackles before being brought down at the 29-yard line. Best play the Panthers have seen in about 10 plays.
Well, and I think that they saw what Opie was doing. They were using the nose guard to kind of give them some room. He follows him, pushes him away once he's kind of done with him, almost like a human shield, as it were, and then is able to find that open seam and pick up a few extra yards.
They have to get the running game going if they're going to stay in this one. The passing attack has not been fruitful tonight. Jared Blahaw with the fullback dive, direct snap. Actually, that's Drew Gibbs. He's going to have enough for a first down for the third first down of the ball game with the Centralia Panthers, resetting the sticks at their own 31-yard line.
And right here, you know, third quarter, 9:23 to go. The clock is not your friend, especially when you're trailing by three scores and you have not really seen the opposite side of the field very often tonight.
9:15 and counting. Eagles leading 21-0. Panthers looking to get into that lead here. Good snap taken by McNally out of the backfield. Going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage by Derek Holting for a gain of one.
Made by number 33, Derek Holting.
So brings up second and nine now for the Panthers. A pivotal drive here for Centralia. They're looking to stay in this ball game. Eagles with all momentum in this ball game. A very, very tight ball game, just shy of the first half before the Eagles got that late score with 32 seconds to play, and then beginning the second half with a score, now leading things 21-0. Yeah. Second and nine, ball in the near hash, play action pass by McNally. Pressure coming late. He's hit and he's thrown. He's got a receiver, and it's going to be caught in Opie territory by Trenton Talley all the way down to the 34-yard line for a gain of 33. Huge play there by the Panthers. Deepest they have been in Eagle territory all game.
Give McNally credit. He had some pressure coming right into his face, and he stood in the pocket after it collapsed and still got the pass off. It looked like it might have been a little long. His receiver stretches out and pulls that one in.
Blake Skowski just a half step short from getting the sack. Direct snap taken by Blahaw. Blahaw pushing his way forward down to the 32-yard line for a gain of about three.
Well, this is the longest drive for them so far in this second half as they went three and out, as you mentioned, on their first possession.
Getting the Centralia faithful back off.
I think that might be
Jared. Hands.
I think that
looks
might be Jared
Blahaw's
mother.
Jared Blahaw family right in front of us.
They are fired up.
We're in the midst of the Panther faithful. Hopefully we can make it out alive. 7.5 to play in the third quarter, 21-0 our score. Second and seven now for the Panther offense. Inside Eagle territory at the 32. McNally with the quarterback keeper.
Too indecisive.
Not a whole lot going on. Going to be tackled down at the 31 for a gain of one, bringing up third and six.
Well, give his offensive line some credit. They gave him a few options off to the left and the right. I think he might have had a seam up the middle, but he had too many options. He didn't know where to go. He stutter steps. That gives the defense time to catch up to him and bring him down. So good patience there by the Eagles. They kind of just waited for him to stall himself out, and then they jump on top of him. You can't give the Eagles any room to really operate. You have to make a decision. You got to stick to it.
Well, the other time Panthers have been in Eagle territory was down at the 44-yard line where they ended with a fumble to conclude the first quarter. They're down at the 31 facing a third and six at the near hash. Going to be a play action pass taken by McNally. Pressure coming. He's going to have a receiver downfield wide open, but he's unable to make the reception. Once again, just like we saw earlier, unable to maintain his route. The intended receiver on the play was Brock Reinecke. Well, it brings up a huge fourth down play now for the Centralia.
My apologies, Michael. Not only did he not finish his route, I don't think McNally really let that play develop enough. He was trying to hit him down at about the 8-yard line when he was still back at the 15. He wasn't letting the play develop enough. He saw that pressure coming, and he took that big hit earlier. I don't think he wants to get hit again, and he just kind of throws the pass a little too soon.
Yeah, give credit to the defensive tackles, Eli Foraker and Braden Weiss. They really attacked that guard and got some pressure in on McNally.
Oh, yeah, they broke through that line like it was nothing.
So 6:35 to play in the third quarter, trailing things 21-0, fourth and six for Centralia. At the Eagle 31-yard line. Can they keep the drive alive? Play action pass. McNally, time to throw. Has a receiver on the far side. It's going to be caught. And a touchdown for Centralia. Presley Bowers for 31 yards. And the Centralia Panthers, just like that, have regained life. Huge bounce-back drive.
That was a huge pass.
For the Panthers, they're going to do the swinging gate now on the extra point, something you don't see all that much anymore.
I do like this.
just a waste of time. Well, how many times do you actually run it when everyone's over on one side?
It's kind of fun
just
to
line
watch.
Up and kick
I just
the
wish
extra
they'd
point.
Do, I just wish they'd do the spin.
Reinecke in for the extra point. It looks
way
off to the right. No good. 21-6 our score. Centralia gets a score ending a seven-straight shutout streak by the Eagles. First score since week three against this Eagle defense. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on Opie Playoff Football on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie Playoff Football brought to you in part by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. The city of Opie, location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family. And the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Schenke at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Opie Playoff Football brought to you in part by Mayer Electric. See Kevin Mayer for all your indoor and outdoor commercial and residential electrical needs. Proud to support the Opie Eagles. All-Star Rental and U-Haul, north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your DIY projects. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
21-6 now our score as the Centralia Panthers has done what many have thought might have been impossible against this Eagle defense, getting some momentum back on their side. 6:27 to play in the third quarter. Reinicke has it teed up at his 40-yard line. It's going to be a onside kick, kind of a pooch kick, fielded by Derek Holting at the 40. Breaks loose and past the 50 down to the 46-yard line.
Right in front of us.
So kind of a slow developing play. You see a lot of fair catches right there, but Holting seizes the opportunity and has a 16-yard return on the little pooch kick by Reinicke.
They might spot it right at the 45, actually.
Yeah, get it all the way down on the near hash now at the 45-yard line. Eagle offense went 1-for-1 on touchdowns here to begin the second half.
This is Opie's second time setting up shop to start a drive in Centralia territory. The last time that they did, it resulted in a 39-yard touchdown run by Damon Redeker. 21-0 was the score at that point.
I formation for Damon. Goes under center. Darren Hines here on the near side. Blake Redeker up top on the far side. Hash. Going to be a triple option kept by Damon Redeker. Breaks through again. Going to be tackled down to the 36-yard line for a gain of 9.
Gets that hand down. Gives him a few extra strides as he gets taken out at the legs. He's able to pick up about an extra yard there. And already in prime position for their first down. This is reminiscent almost. The last possession here by Opie, again, resulted in that 39-yard touchdown run by Redeker. Only two plays. This is their second coming up here.
Shotgun set, kind of a diamond formation. Cole, the fullback, behind Redeker. Blake Redeker, Derek Holting on each side. Going to be a handoff taken by Blake Redeker. Going to have enough for a first down before being brought down at the 31-yard line for a gain of 5. Eighth first down of the ball game for this Eagle offensive attack. 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Eagles leading things 21-6.
Clock not rolling quite as fast as it did in that first quarter, and I think Schmidt's totally fine with that as long as they have the ball.
First and 10.
Of course, if you're – I mean, we've talked about this before, Mike. If you're the team in the lead, the clock won't tick fast enough. If you're the one behind, the clock doesn't tick slow enough. And so it really is interesting to watch how these two teams try to combat that.
We give credit to Glassick and company making some adjustments there on that second drive of the third quarter to get the score. Now the Eagles trying to respond. Big play here. First and 10, fresh set of downs. Damon Redeker trying to get a carry out of the backfield. They're going to have a ball coming late loose. But Redeker was way down, much to the ire of the Centralia faithful. So a gain of about 1 on the rush.
You know, whenever that ball pops free and they say the knee was down beforehand, it's always even more upsetting when you have a chance to get a little bit of life back and you're still in the ball game. It's even more upsetting, I found.
4:28 in county, 2nd and 9, ball at the Centralia Panther 31-yard line on the near hash. Eagles break their huddle. Same set the last two times now. Three straight formations with that diamond. Redeker takes a hard count. Going to be a fullback, or actually a quarterback keeper. Flag coming in. Going to be a hold on the Eagles. It's right there at the line of scrimmage. Brayden Weiss looks to be the responsible party. So it was no gain on the rush by Damon Redeker. 10-yard penalty on the hold will push him back to the 41-yard line. Will bring up second and 19.
We talked about the penalties, and, you know, you might be in the lead right now, but those penalties can be extremely.
Nope, excuse me. That was a personal foul for tripping, so they called an illegal block right there on the Eagles.
That's even worse.
So 15 yards on that penalty, so pushes them all the way back to the 46-yard line. And brings up second and a country mile.
Well, and that, again, that's even worse. That's way more painful because you've got the momentum in your side, but it's starting to shift a little bit. Then you set yourself back like that. Opie needs to really lock in.
Spread formation, bunch set on each side with the two receivers here on the near side number and the far side hash. Plenty of time to throw for Damon Redeker, but getting pressed from the pocket. Now on the far side, got a flag coming in here on the near side as Redeker's tackled down at the 35-yard line, and I think we might have a defensive holding over here at the 38-yard line.
I think you're right. Nonetheless, I can imagine Coach Schmidt not too happy. Again, his quarterback choosing to run it right up the gut, or I should say off to the wing, trying to get around and make something happen, and had a chance to get rid of it.
So Damon Redeker made it down to the 35-yard line. Well. And I think the Centralia Faithful thought, hey, we see holding. Oh, no, it's defensive holding. So
somebody had a hold of a jersey, and they
will
thought
be
that
at the end of the run is the question. It will be at the end of the run, so ooh, call it a gain of 11 on the rush and a 10-yard mark off after the rush.
Put some break
back. 21-yard gain, actually, and it brings up, I think it's still second down even.
Yes.
Yeah, still second down, second and short now. From the 25-yard.
Back-to-back penalties. I mean, we talked about how much of a difference that can make. Centralia looked like they were going to set Opie way back and actually have a chance to kind of hold on and stop the momentum, and then they shoot themselves in the foot.
With that rush, Damon Redeker over 100 yards on the ground. Second and short now for the Eagles. Going to be a double dive taken by Derek Holting.
He's
breaks
gone.
Free all the way in for six from 25 yards out. The senior tailback not going to be denied another week, and it makes it 27-6, 2:55 to play in the third quarter. Huge play right there. I mean, you got a 39-yard play for a touchdown. A big pass to conclude the first half. The Eagles are coming out swinging offensively for these big scores.
Well, and they need to, especially when it was just a two-score lead. Centralia found themselves on the board. They've got to keep packing on the points.
Derek Holting's second touchdown rush on the evening, and Fowler in for the extra point. Good snap, heavy pressure on that kick, but it somehow squeaks through the uprights for one more. 28-6 our score, 2:55 to play in the third quarter. Can the Centralia offense respond? But you're listening to Opie Playoff Football on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie Playoff Football brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
We welcome you back to Centralia, Kansas. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon in the 1A sub-state semifinal action as the Eagles are leading Centralia 28-6. Both teams trying to punch their ticket to the state championship game next week in Hayes on Saturday, November 27th. Opie undefeated on the season, riding a 24-game winning streak. Or 23-game winning streak, excuse me. 2:55 to play in this third quarter. End-over-end kick. Going to be fielded by Tanking at his own 4-yard line. Looking for a seam. And a heavy hit by Derek Holting, pushing him down to the 25-yard line. So Centralia scored on their previous possession with two big passing plays getting against this Eagle defense. A 33-yard pass reception from Trenton Talley set up shop for a 31-yard touchdown score for McNally to Presley Bowers. But the Eagle offense responded, getting back out to a three-score lead. 2:47 now to play in this third quarter. Opie looking for their sixth state championship appearance. Centralia going for number nine. Shotgun formation out of the wing for McNally. He'll spin, be a quarterback keeper, and be brought down at the 28-yard line for a gain of two. McNally's been the workhorse tonight. 12 carries for 32 yards on the ground, much like we've seen all season long for this Panther offense. McNally coming into the ballgame just shy of 1,200 yards.
Two-yard gain, second down.
You know, we mentioned earlier in that third quarter, the passing attack really was not working, but they really have proved us wrong, making me eat crow on that previous possession.
Me too. I mean, really.
Play action pass by McNally. Second and eight. Going to be flushed from the pocket. Pressure coming. Going to have a receiver here in the flats on the near side. Caught and pushed out of bounds by Trenton Talley. Going to be enough for a first down for a gain of 12.
And then he was stopped by number 24, Blake Redeker.
Fourth first down of the contest now for Centralia.
Good for a Panther. First and 10 on their own 40.
So Centralia trying to get a drive formulated here. One first down so far, trailing things 28-6, 2:01 to play in the third quarter. Going to be a direct snap taken by Jared Blaha. Blaha here on the near side trying to get on the outside before being brought down at the 45-yard line by Garrett Cole and Ted Skowski. Five-yard rush by Blaha. His sixth carry for 18 yards. Clock ever of the essence here. 1:40 and counting here in the third quarter. And a somewhat back-and-forth contest here in the third quarter. Traditional powers really trading blows here in the third. Four-man front pressure being shown by Derek Holting or Ted Skowski. Going to be a play-action pass. McNally, time to throw, has Bowers.
They want a pass interference.
They want pass interference.
There was a lot of contact.
Uncatchable. Bowers, the intended receiver, Darren Hines, getting a hit on Bowers right when the pass was soaring past his outstretched arms. So the incomplete pass brings up third down.
Covered by number seven, Darren Hines.
Yeah, they don't like it, but you mentioned it, Mike, and it's a good point. Yeah, there was contact made, but as you said, it was an uncatchable pass.
The contact wasn't going to result in anything.
Exactly.
1:17 to play in the third quarter. Third and six from the Panther 45-yard line. They need midfield to keep the drive alive. Ball's on the near hash. Trips here on the near side. Shotgun formation for McNally. Three-step drop is going to be a screen over on the far side. Nearly going to be completed, but a big stick by Teddy Ballgame, the Defensive Player of the Year from 1A last year, already off to an excellent start to repeat in that position again. 90-plus tackles, pushes them back for a loss of seven on the play. So it looks like Gibbs is in punt formation. 50 seconds and counting here in the third. Fourth and 11 from the Panther 39-yard line. Eagles look like they're going to bring some pressure. It's going to be a fake. Gibbs taking it. He's going to have enough for a first down into Eagle territory before being brought down by Derek Holting. An excellent play there. A gutsy, gutsy call by Larry Glatzik, knowing his back was against the wall. And it keeps the drive alive with a 13-yard rush by Drew Gibbs.
Well, it gives them extra lives here on this drive, but I think it also gives them extra energy here as you realize, all right, they can't stop us all night. They're trying to turn this into a ball game.
So first and 10 inside Eagle territory at the 47-yard line. May not be able to get the playoff before the conclusion of the third. They break their huddle. They're going to hurry up to the line. A lot of confusion going on. Do they get it off in time? They do. McNally dropping back the pass. Pressure coming from Rowdy O'Rear. Pass thrown up the middle and nearly picked off by Blake Redeker. A desperation pass by McNally falls incomplete, concluding our third quarter of play. 12 minutes is all that is left to decide who goes to Hayes, Kansas. Can the Eagles hold on to their 28-6 lead? Find out next on Opie Playoff Football on Country 101.7 FM.
Olpe Playoff Football
brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. By Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 620-342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. Call 620-437-7340.
Olpe Playoff Football brought to you in part by Leffler Prime Performance. Proud to serve the area with high-quality local beef at a fair price. Call Jacqueline at 620-366-2533 or find Leffler Prime Performance on Facebook. Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. And Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We begin our fourth quarter. Michael Dicker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Jared Blahaw taking a direct snap and being met behind the line of scrimmage, bringing up third and 11 for the Centralia Panthers inside Eagle territory at the 48-yard line. But both teams kind of traded blows in that third quarter. Eagles scoring twice, Centralia scoring once. But Centralia looking to get back in this ball game on this drive, faced with a third and 11. They need the Eagle 37-yard line. Lone set for McNally. Trips to the right, two here on the near side. 11-15 and counting. 28-6, our score. Pressure coming from Garrett Cole, going to be hitting McNally as he throws. Tetzkowski on the coverage.
Ooh.
Excellent play there by Tetzkowski. Both guys diving for the play.
And again,
the Centralia faithful wanting a pass interference, but once again, uncatchable. Fourth down, though, more important for Centralia.
I don't know if it was necessarily so much as it was uncatchable. There was a little pushing and shoving on both sides, so I don't think you can really call that either way regardless.
Both guys just trying to go make a play.
Yep.
Fourth and 11, of course. They had a big fourth down conversion. Fake punt going for 17 yards to keep this drive alive earlier. Actually, it was 13 yards by Drew Gibbs. They're going for it here, folks. McNally, shotgun formation, trips to the right at the Eagle 48-yard line. 11:07 to play in the fourth. Plenty of time to throw. McNally throwing it up. He's got a receiver, but overshoots the intended receiver, Brizley Powers. He had gotten past Blake Redeker, but it's a turnover on downs, and the Eagles take over at their own 48-yard line.
Yeah, that's a big, big swing there for Olpe. It looked like there was a lot of life left in the Panthers and that they were going to come back in here and find the end zone again and kind of put Olpe back on their heels. Eagles, their defense bends, but it does not break, and now they're setting up shop in great field position, almost at midfield.
Eagles leading things 28-6, 11:02 to play in the ballgame. They'll look for the knockout punch on this drive. Darren Hines runs the play call in from his head coach. They break their huddle. And it's going to be just a double tight set. Power football, T formation for the Eagles. Looking just... the play is as conservative as possible.
Take as much time off that clock.
This ball game going to be just a actually double dive play action pass. Pass over to Darren Hines, caught for a gain of about 14. Still going, trying to get brought down, and he will at the 38-yard line. So a gain of 14 yards by Darren Hines. So just when we say they're going to go conservative, Coach Schmidt says not so fast, my friend. Hey, another first down for the Eagles.
I'll say this. In my opinion, I feel like putting a few more points on the board is conserving your lead. So it depends on how you define conservative, I guess.
So down to the 37-yard line officially for in Centralia territory. And just they're going to be watching that back judge on every single snap.
Oh, absolutely.
They won't be snapping it until he probably has 10 up on the air. But, of course, that kind of gets the offense out of rhythm. He looks at his hand. He puts up the fist for 10 seconds. T formation once again. Receiver on the near side and Truman Bailey. Going to be a dive taken by Derek Colting. Breaks a tackle before being brought down at the 31-yard line for the 37. And we've got a late flag coming in.
Uh-oh.
And I think that might be a personal foul.
Yep.
Derek Colting
Actually holding.
Oh.
So, Panthers, I came in late. So
it did.
It's right there at the line of scrimmage, so it'll push the Eagles back. Their third penalty of the night.
Leading in that category, too, and it's not one you want to lead in, especially if you're trying to repeat as state champions.
So after the penalty yardage is marked off, pushes them all the way back to the 47-yard line.
Oof.
But, yeah, there was one guy, and maybe he was just frustrated. Cole Mattson was over there. I think it was on the right guard for the Eagles. That'd be Ted Skowski, but I don't know what the official saw, but it kind of looked late. And that's why we thought it was a personal foul, and especially with the reaction of Australia.
Yeah.
So I formation this time, going to be a triple option on the far side. Damon Redeker, heavy pressure, going to be met at the line of scrimmage before being brought down. They're going to call forward progress stopped at the 47. So no gain on the play.
But
brings up second down.
Big thing here, no loss either. You know, and that's good, especially if you want to keep taking the time off this clock and running things down. If you can really kind of work the clock right, you could probably get out of this possession if you don't score with at least, you know, just about 6 minutes on the clock if you use it correctly.
Last score update we got in the third quarter between Sedgwick and Inman. Still 14-6 in favor of Sedgwick. 8:55 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Eagles leading 28-6. Trying to close out this ball game, but faced with a 2nd and 20 after the holding call 2 plays ago. Shotgun snap taken by Damon Redeker. Plenty of time to pass. Looking, being pressed from the pocket, evading some defenders, and going to be sacked at midfield for a loss of 3.
Well, he looked like he had that entire defensive line kind of shell-shocked and was going to get around them and maybe pick up some yardage with his feet, and then just meets a Panther he couldn't juke and jive.
Coach Schmidt saying, just get out of the pocket, get out of the pocket, and get rid of it. But, you know, he's not trying to force things. But now 3rd and 23 from midfield. Ball just on the far hash. 8:04 and counting now in this fourth quarter. Be two receivers on each side. Cole, the fullback, on the right side of Damon Redeker in a shotgun formation. Going to be a quick pass over here on the far side to Derek Holting. He's got a head of steam. He's back to the original line of scrimmage and maybe more before being pushed towards the near sideline at the 33-yard line, it appears.
Third and long, but it's fourth down territory. You keep this momentum rolling, whether or not you turn it over on downs. I think you go for it here.
They call it a gain of 15. 4th and 7 from the Panther 35-yard line.
Well, and it was smart by the Panthers. They tackled him out of bounds to make sure that that clock would stop.
So, Damon Redeker in punt formation. 4th and 7 inside Panther territory. Good snap. The punt. Trying to pin him deep. Angling towards the far sideline. Going to die at the 1 before being downed at the 1. But we do have a flag, like as Tegan mentioned. See what it is. Do they have enough line? Oh, a legal procedure on the Eagles. Oh, not enough guys on the line of scrimmage.
Ugh.
Another mental mistake there. And a beautiful punt by Damon Redeker that would have pinned the Panthers at the 1-yard line.
That's frustrating. I mean, really, you don't get to see a kick like that and a result like that every single time. And to see that kind of wiped off the board, I mean, that was really pinpoint perfect opportunity for Olpe to not only pin the Panthers deep, but they possibly could have ended up with a safety there the way they've been penetrating that line.
The Panthers had nobody deep. Now this time they've got their tailback back there in Trenton Talley. Redeker in punt formation. Looking to punt it away with a 28-6 lead, 7:41 to play. Good snap. Spiraling kick over on the far side, going to be caught by Talley at his own 8. Cole with pressure, but Talley breaks away from him before being pushed out of bounds at the 22-yard line by Damon Redeker.
I like what Talley was trying to do there. He was trying to find an open seam to maybe pick up some extra yardage. He saw it was all cut off. There was nowhere he could go, so he just angles himself out of bounds, makes sure that he doesn't waste any of the clock. I mean, that's smart. He realized he was taking time that they're going to need here with 7.5 to go. He didn't want to waste any more time trying to find something that wasn't there, and so he just gets out of bounds and gets his team set up in pretty decent position.
Panthers trailing things by three scores, 28-6, 7.5 to play in the fourth quarter clock. Needing a quick score here. Shotgun formation for McNally. McNally, two-step back, two-step draw for McNally, pushing his way for a rush down to the 27-yard line for a gain of four for McNally.
Ted Skalski in on that tackle for Opie. I've talked about it a few times. Skalski trains at the same gym that I do. I've gotten to see some of his workouts and seen the work that he's put in over the past year. Man, oh, man. If anybody's coming at me, I'm praying it's not Skalski.
So call it a five-yard rush by McNally. Second and five, ball in the near hash at the Panther 28-yard line. Lone set in a shotgun formation, trips here on the near side. McNally takes the snap, two-step drop, plenty of time to throw. Pass over on the right side, going through the hands of Trenton Talley.
And that's been their problem all night, is those straight little bullet passes that he likes to throw. They're just going right through the hands of his receivers, and whereas those little long-distance floaters he's been tossing up, they're finding the mark almost every single time.
The incomplete pass brings up third and five for the Panthers. 6:41 to play in the ball game. Four down territory here for Centralia. They break their huddle. It'll be a shotgun formation, two receivers on each side, tanking the fullback behind McNally. Quick two-step drop, got a receiver in Gibbs. Pass for a gain of 10 yards for a first down to keep the drive alive.
First and 10 on the 39.
So Gibbs coming up clutch once again on the reception. Quick play there by the Panthers, but an incomplete pass over on the far side looking for Gibbs once again was McNally. Brings up second down. Going to go no huddle probably most of the way. Was looking down at the stat sheet trying to compile everything and looked up for the pass being thrown. So 6:21 as the clock was stopped with the incomplete pass. Second and 10, ball at the Centralia 39-yard line on the far hash. Panthers break their huddle. Eagles clinging to a 28-6 lead, led by as many as 21-0. But a 22-point advantage right now. Quick pass over in the flats, dropped by Reese Tanking. And now we'll bring up third down, much to the groan of the Panther fans here in front of us.
McNally needs to slow things down just a little bit. I talk about methodical pace, and unfortunately, they haven't really had that methodical pace. They've been on their heels this entire ball game, and you can kind of see the franticness in them wanting to get back into it. But I feel like that frantic pace, that need to score rather than that mentality that we're going to score, there is a big difference. It's what's really kind of set them back and put them in a deep hole with 6:19 to go.
Third and 10 on the Centralia 39-yard line. Bunch set, double tight set for the Panthers. They're sending some guys in motion. And they're going to take a timeout. That hurts.
Yeah.
With the play clock expiring. That'll be the first timeout of the second half. But 28-6 our score, 6:19 to play. We'll take a break with them here on Opie Playoff Football on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie Playoff Football brought to you in part by USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. Good luck to the Opie Eagles in the postseason. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Hanna Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia.
Opie Playoff Football brought to you in part by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. By B&S Kennels Opie, your trusted breeder of AKC-registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend. And by Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
28-6 our score, 6:19 to go, 3rd and 10 for the Centralia Panthers as they break their huddle after their first time out of the second half. Going to be a quick pass by McNally. Pressure coming. Has a receiver up the middle, and it falls incomplete. Angel Cortez with a late hit. Not even a late hit. He hit McNally as he was throwing. Man. Hit him low, and they're going to call a flag on the play. Late flag.
Oof.
That's huge. That would have brought up fourth down. So they're going to call roughing the passer. And I'm going to bite my tongue so I don't end up like the Texas Tech broadcasters.
Good move, Mr. Deeker.
So a personal foul. Coach Schmidt's going to let that white hat hear it.
Yes.
As he should.
Yeah, that is a
So that gets him. That was a 4th and 10 at the Centralia 39-yard line. At the first down at the 15-yard penalty is inside Eagle territory at the 46-yard line. You know, Acacia makes these guys wear headsets to talk to each other. I really wish they would give them a headset with the PA announcer so they could explain that call.
Yeah.
1st and 10 for the Panthers inside Eagle territory. McNally looking to pass, pump fake, has a receiver in Bowers downfield, but Darren Hines with the coverage, but McNally overshooting the defender.
He was covered.
I don't agree with that call right there. Granted, I'm not a coach, but taking a deep shot like that on first down, I think you need to try and maybe get your run game going a little bit more, get it a little bit closer into the end zone before you try and dump one down like that.
This clock will stop with the incomplete pass at 6:08. 2nd and 10 from the Eagle 46-yard line as the Panthers break their huddle. 28-6 our score. Eagles trying to close out this one, advance to a state championship berth in Hayes, Kansas. Shotgun formation, two receivers here on the near side. McNally being flushed from the pocket, going to tuck it and run, but be tripped up at the line of scrimmage by Garrett Cole before pushing his way forward for a gain of about 3.
And again, the ever-present ominous clock starts rolling again with 5:50 showing. That's the biggest thing here is you are taking a lot of time trying to cut into this lead, not even really tie the game or even take over the lead. You've got to try something here that's going to get you closer to the end zone or get you in the end zone, or you need to be trying to get out of bounds to conserve that clock.
3rd and 8, 5.5 to play. Ball on the Eagle 44-yard line. Shotgun snap. Plenty of time to throw for McNally. Has no one home, and Blake Redinger with a huge interception at the 15-yard line. Second turnover, second takeaway of the ball game for this Eagle offense, and they lead things 28-6 with the ball. 5:23 to play in this ball game, and there are folks from Centralia getting up from their seats and heading to the car.
Yeah, that one might just be the end of this ball game. 5:23 left to go. Opie has really been almost unstoppable this ball game, although I will say Centralia's got 2 timeouts, but at this point, is it worth using them?
I don't know what they're trying to beat the crowd here. They can walk home. You're with them when they're winning, but you're not with them when they're losing. 28-6 our score, 5:23 to play in this ball game. I formation for this Eagle offensive attack.
Just want to remind you, we are in a sea of Panthers. Let's not make it worse.
Going to be a fullback dive taken. Actually, quarterback keeper by Damon Redeker for a gain of 1 on the play. Brings up 2nd and 9 now.
Damon Redeker with the carry.
21st takeaway on the season for that Eagle defense. 5:05 to play and counting. 2nd and 9 now from the Eagles 16-yard line. So just when we thought Centralia was going to get some positive momentum there, but, you know, with that roughing the passer, you know, Matt Redeker was on the call in one of our playoff games this year, and his favorite saying is that old ball just don't lie. Yep. It just right into the hands of Blake Redeker. So the Eagles trying to close out it here with a 2nd and 9 and an I formation once again. Redeker takes the snap. Going to be a dive taken by Derek Holting. Pushes his way past the 25-yard line for a gain of about 10 on the play and an ever-important first down.
Fresh set of downs gives them time to really run this clock down even more. 4:20 to go. And it looks like, barring some kind of disaster, the Opie Eagles are heading back to Hayes for their second straight state championship matchup.
Still have not seen a score update. Oh, actually, we do. 21-6 just a few moments ago. Sedgwick leading Inman. 4 minutes to play here in Centralia. Opie leading things 28-6. Looking to advance to their sixth state championship game. Derek Holting once again the ball carrier. Breaks two tackles. Going to get it, trying to get a crack back here, but unable, does not see Blake Skowski here on the outside. But he is down to the 47-yard line, and a late flag coming in. Looks like it's going to be against the Panthers.
Yep.
So tack on some extra yardage there.
Are they signaling face mask?
He got down to the 48-yard line for a gain of 12 on the rush.
I think that was the signal, was a face mask.
Just the five, just the quick grabs, only a five-yard penalty for the Panthers, our second of the evening. But the clock's still rolling with another first down. The Eagles, 11th of the night, 3.5 to play in this one.
And they are in no hurry to get to the line.
Ball on the other side of the 50 in Centralia territory at the 49-yard line. 10 seniors on this Centralia team giving it their final all. I formation for the Eagles. Going to be a double dive taken by Derek Holting, trying to get to the outside. Stay in bounds. He'll be brought down at the 43-yard line after a gain of 5 yards.
Well, Centralia still trying to angle him out of bounds. They want to try and maybe get one more crack at it to find one more score. But with under three to go, I the way that Opie's running this ball and the way that they're kind of just pounding it right at him, I don't see that being the case.
Under three here to play in Centralia, Kansas. Eagles looking to improve to 11-0 on the season. And will go against between Sedgwick and Inman to repeat as undefeated state champions. Eagles will have to snap the ball under 2.5 to play. 10-second count by the back judge. Eagles go set in a T formation. Going to be a dive taken by Garrett Cole. Has a first down, I believe, at the 37-yard line for a gain of 6.
Yep, they're moving the chains. Well, and that pretty much all is going to do it.
Yes, it will.
And that's all she wrote, folks.
So a gutsy effort by the Centralia Panthers getting a score against the Eagles.
Hey,
and it made it 21-6.
Yeah.
Momentum was on their side, but the Eagles went right back down and scored and never looked back.
Well, and that's something that you can say that a lot of people can't. You managed to get on the board against Opie. Seven teams have tried up until you, and they've all failed.
Nine teams, actually, because they've had nine shutouts. There were seven consecutive shutouts.
Well, I meant consecutively.
Yeah, nine times overall on the season. 18 points now given up on this historic season for this Opie football team. They'll snap it with 1:40 to go in an I formation. Damon Redeker will keep it, pushing his way forward down to the 30-yard line for a gain of about seven.
Gibbs with the tackle.
So, you know, Coach Schmidt's motto beginning of this season was be better.
Yeah.
And that's something that they have somehow done on this season. That was a high expectation that he had for his team, and they have stepped up and done that. And another big saying of Coach Schmidt is don't be denied, and they have not been denied here tonight. And we're going to have another week of Opie playoff football. Just a quarterback keeper by Damon Redeker for a first down of a gain of 5 yards. 13th first down of the night.
First down, Eagles.
And we're under one here to play in Centralia. Get in that victory formation and just kneel it out. Garrett Cole pumping this Eagle faithful up that made the two-hour trek up north. They are fired up to get another week of football. 40 seconds on the clock. As the green machine has lived to see another day. They'll get one snap in that victory formation. Snap is good by Eli Foraker.
That's going to
do it. Or actually Triton Ybarra. And the knee is good by Damon Redeker. 28-6, our final score in Centralia. Opie advances on to the 1A state championship game to be played next week in Hayes, Kansas, America. But we will get into the Rich Door Company postgame show, get our final stats tally, try and get some score updates from around the state, get Coach Schmidt up out here on the headset if we can, maybe a player of the game if Tegan feels fit. But our final score in Centralia, 28-6. The Rich Door Company postgame show is next.
Olpe Playoff Football brought to you in part by USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. Good luck to the Olpe Eagles in the postseason. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Hannah Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia.
Olpe Playoff.